All right, so check this out. This is why you are the best listeners and viewers in media today. Earlier today, I read a letter that people tried to discredit from a former judge. Right? A California judge wrote a letter, an op-ed, into a California paper December of 2021, 18 months ago, give or take. Right? I'm going to read you that letter again. It's fairly short and fairly to the point. I am a student of law whose age is 85. My first year of college was 68 years ago. One class I took was political science. A half page of my textbook essentially outlined a few steps to overturn a democracy. Now, here's the list that he gave from memory. Number one, divide the nation philosophically. Two, foment racial strife. Three, cause distrust of police authority. Four, swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. Five, engender the military strength to weaken it. Six, overburden citizens with more unfair taxation. Seven, encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crime. Eight, control all balloting. Nine, control all media. And he concluded his letter this way. What was printed in 1954 as a possible diabolic nightmare has become an emerging reality. I hope that Americans will unite enough to pen a good finish, God willing. Keith Albert. Keith M. Albert. So, Jack Elliott, you get a shout out today. Jack Elliott, listening somewhere in, I would say, in West Michigan. So the list you showed was written in the Chicago Medical Recorder, Volume 46, Issue 8, September 1924. It's on Google Books. And he sent me a link. So, I went and found the book. And I'm going to look it up. And I'm going to see if I can find the exact passage, right? And figure out what it, where it is. He gave me a link to the entire book. Bootlegging Mind Poison. The Radical Platform of Principles. Here's part of the book. Discourage students from attending military schools and colleges and from taking military courses in other colleges. Work to influence mothers, sisters, and wives to keep the young men from taking any part in Army, Navy, National Guard, or other forms of national protection. Work for the immediate removal of military training from schools, colleges, and universities. Work to abolish the summer training camps. Work for the gradual and then final abolition of the Army and Navy. Work for the immediate repeal of the Army Reorganization Act. Work for the immediate withdrawal of forces from Haiti and San Domingo. Work for the immediate abolition of Chemical Warfare Department. Work for the removal of the Army Department of every kind of activity that could be handled by some other department. Work for the gradual abolition of private property rights. Work for the revision of school textbooks with the view of substituting international for national ideas. See, there it is. Work for the recognition of Soviet Russia. The oath is, go to war if you want, but know this. We have pledged ourselves not to give you our children, not to encourage or nurse your soldiers, not to knit a sock or roll a bandage or drive a truck or make a war speech or buy a bond. Wow. Again, 1924, 200 organizations seek to undermine our government. There are over 200 organizations in this country that are engaged in some way, some shape, some form in seeking to undermine the institutions of this country. What are we going to do about it? Is this sort of thing going to continue? You today may not see what this is, but there is not a person who reads this who has not felt it from the pocketbook standpoint, and yet, what are we doing to correct it? What is the basis of our existence, our business life? Good government? And by good government, I mean that all that goes with it. Sound money, court protection for life and property, enforcement of contractual relations, For without these, there is no good business. Remarkable. Yeah. This book, I'm going to find out more about this book that he sent me information for. It's a long book. And it's obviously extremely important book. It is a book called The Chicago Medical Recorder, September 1924. Mm-hmm. And it's available online, apparently. And it outlines how you destroy democracy. Rules for radicals early. Rules for radicals, yeah. Bootlegging mind poison, page 354. People knew what we were up against. And so thank you for the email. Jack Elliott, thank you. And ask me anything, and always help me out. You know, my research department was expanded to Jack Elliott's computer, which I appreciate. It helps out a tremendous amount. Now, having said that, you can find out all sorts of great articles, stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. And listen to any interview that's been done going back years and years now, powered by Podbean. Yep, it's all there. Follow me on Twitter, please. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Truth Social. Follow me on Getter. Look, even if you don't like Twitter or Facebook, you should have an account so that you can be connected, because the only way we're going to win is to play some away games and change some very closed minds. All right, I'm going to take a break. Final thoughts after this.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.